Within GMP alone, we have 66,000 incidents a year. And the national statistics are one in four women and one in six men at some time in their life will experience a form of domestic abuse. The good thing from our point of view is our figures are increasing year on year. So there is confidence out there for people to come forward.
I was going to say, you know, when people see those figures increasing, they automatically think the situation is getting worse. Domestic violence will always be in society. It's knowing that people are confident now to come forward.
Yeah, and for me, the really good thing is the drive that we're seeing at the moment is it's becoming socially unacceptable. You know, domestic abuse is a hidden crime. It does take place behind closed doors. Some people are embarrassed about reporting domestic abuse, but more and more now we are seeing family and friends and neighbours reporting on behalf of people. And we are seeing more and more people ringing us sooner. So we are seeing a lot of people that are coming to the police now, which is the first time that they've been a victim of domestic abuse. And let's just say, domestic abuse is not just violence. You know, domestic abuse is about controlling and it's about coercive behaviour and it's about people recognising the signs that they are in an abusive relationship, even though that may not have been some form of violence used. You know, so we have 66,000 incidents per year. That is increasing around about 1,500 per year. And we see that as a really, really positive sign.
It's interesting that you mentioned more people now are coming forward after maybe the first incident of abuse, whereas you do tend to see a lot of domestic abuse victims living with it for decades.
Yeah, and we do. And, you know, no incident is the same. And what we are seeing now is that, you know, you will always have those people that have lived in fear for a very, very long time. And that when they report an incident, there has been years and years of abuse. But what we're also seeing is people that are forming new relationships and were, you know, at the first sign of potential trouble within that relationship, that they are going to the family and friends and they are disclosing, and then they are also ringing partner agencies and the police. And we will always see both spectrums, unfortunately. You know, what we would say is for anybody in an abusive relationship, please contact your family and friends, let them know what's going on, either contact a third party agency for some advice about injunctions, and if you're in crisis, please ring the police.
And obviously the extra tool that's now in place is Clare's Law. How well is that doing in Greater Manchester?
I mean, we were privileged. We were a pilot and something really good has come out of very, very tragic circumstances. We had our 2-year anniversary last year and I'm really pleased to say that our Clare's Law has doubled. So we used to have, say, 13 inquiries a month and we've gone up to 27 inquiries a month. That for me is still really quite low for a force this size. But people do have the right to ask. And if there is something in their relationship where they feel just a spider senses, really, where they just think there's something not right, they've got the right to go into a police station and ask about whether that partner that they are with has any previous or relevant convictions that we can tell them about. And what's really, really good as well is we've gone through again training where our police officers now are proactively telling people, which is the right to know. You have the right to know if your partner is putting you in danger or putting your children in danger. So it's all positive within GMP. We are going in the right direction. The media campaign and the publicity is absolutely vital, and more people need to know that Clare's Law, it is available for them should they need it.
Always a good time as any to kind of evaluate, I guess, your relationship is Valentine's Day. That is a time when people do reflect on the relationships, and what better time than to bring domestic violence to the forefront in terms of the awareness?
Yeah, Valentine's Day is a pinch point. We see our demand go up. You know, Greater Manchester have around about 182 domestic abuse incidents per day. And on Valentine's Day, and actually the day after Valentine's Day, that increases by an extra 50.
What are GMP doing around Valentine's Day, or, you know, in general awareness?
Well, we've got obviously the media campaign. We have put additional resources on. That's at the front end. So we've got more patrols that are on within these times to be able to respond to domestic abuse. And then we've got additional officers on from the specialist departments as well, where they can obviously support the demand and the victims that are coming into the system at that time. And what we do is we forward plan. We look when potentially that our domestic abuse incidents go up, and we make sure that our service reflects that demand, because we have a duty to respond, and we absolutely will respond, and we want to make sure that we get it right first time. So we will make resourcing available for when there is peak demand around vulnerability within the force.